start this podcast.
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Kollerbach, with my good buddy, Mike Malkiewicz.
Yes.
What's up, bud?
What's up, Eric?
I remember the first time, maybe the second time we met here at the Stress Factory. We're outside the Stress Factory getting ready to do the open mic. I bought you beer. I was like, oh, look.
I want a little...
As I enter the scene, you know, the North Jersey comedy scene, you know, I just want to make friends, you know, so.
Yeah, what's better than fucking buying a beer?
I know, right?
And a Bud Light out of all the beers. I think it was a Bud Light.
Is that the, was that
That's
what
my
you
choice.
Would aim
That's
for?
The, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I'm broke, so I go for the cheapest thing immediately.
Yeah.
Always.
But draft is always good. It doesn't, you know what
Miller,
I'm saying?
Miller, like, wait, High Life Draft or whatever?
Or just any draft, Miller Light Draft.
Oh, fuck yeah, no.
No,
I meant fuck yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little, like, toasted today.
You okay?
No, I'm good. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. I took two Vicks fucking things. Swear to God, I'm not contagious.
Vicks vapor rub?
Yeah, I took some Vicks vapor.
I took a
dollop
lozenge?
Of Vicks. No, I took a dollop of Vicks, put it in my hand, made it into a ball, and swallowed that shit, bro. Who the fuck you think you're dealing with?
Why don't you go to your mom's house and have her rub that on your tum-tum, old school?
Fuck yeah. Vicks vapor rub and some fucking ginger ale. Make the pain go
yeah,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, it's like my fucking nose is congested and just like a runny fucking...
You want any of this?
Yes, this will help. I promise I'm not contagious.
So you've been, did you tell me, you recently got out of a relationship, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, so, and it was like comedy was kind of, you had to choose at a certain point?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, I've had... And this happened in like with like past relationships I've had as well. It's just like
I'm just gonna make sure it's cooking.
Hell yeah!
All right,
we can edit this part out in post.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, it's cooking. I just wanted to see that time code roll.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
No, yeah, about the relationships. Yeah, no, I just with past relationships, it's always been the same case. Like ever since I really started getting serious into comedy, like I've been doing it for 7 years, but for the past 4 years, it's been like. Fucking like this is it like at least going up a minimum like as much as I can a week really because I gotta focus with the day job and all that other shit.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I just told them like it's I can't give enough time to them for a relationship because a relationship for it to grow you need to spend a lot of time with each other and I just don't have that time. And the time that I did have was just, like, me exhausted after work, just like, oh, I'm here now. You want to just come over and watch Netflix? Like, it was really boring. And then, like, the excuse I would get from, like, past relationship, like, girls and shit was always, like, how come you don't bring me to one of your shows?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you bring me to one of your shows? It's like, because they're fucking awful. Like,
yeah.
I'm not in, like, I don't like, is this an ashtray right here? This
no, you just go out the window.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. What am I doing?
That's why I cracked them.
No, but like, what was I just saying?
It was like, you know.
No, it was something along. Oh.
Why don't you bring me to your show?
Oh yeah, the reason why I don't bring them because like they think I'm at like they think they're like oh it's a show it's a show I'm like no it's not a show it's an open mic. Like,
yeah.
This is an open mic. You're gonna see all walks of life.
Oh, you want to come with me and storm the beach in Normandy?
Yeah, you want to fucking watch me die? Like I can't fucking wait. Like, especially now, like, 7 years, like, I consider this a job. Like, I don't want them to come watch me at work, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm asking her to be like, hey, can I come watch you stand across from you at your desk and just, like, mouth to you, like, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, no. I don't want to do any of that shit.
Yeah. So, now, are we talking about a girlfriend, someone you're dating, someone you had an undefined relationship with?
This was just a girl I was dating.
Okay.
We never made it official or anything.
How long were you guys dating?
Well, let's see. I would have to say 6 months, so like a hot
really?
Minute. I would have to say 6 months, yeah.
So
at
you,
least five,
you,
6 months.
You date somebody 6 months, never say, you're my girlfriend now?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, I thought like by like the first month she would be like, you know... Where is this going? Like,
right.
Ask me these questions. I don't know.
Yeah, you're
it's
good.
A deep ass cup holder.
You're good.
I got a small, so it sank all the way. And I was like, no. Just
you
want to
swap?
Into the
you
want to
swap?
Sure. All right. No, but, yeah, I just, like, it was weird. I thought she wanted a relationship, like, I guess, like, midway through. And then she just, like, found it with somebody else and just kept going out with me.
Yeah.
And then, you know. One thing.
See, I am like a serial monogamous, right? I don't think I've ever gone 6 months. Definitely not. I haven't gone like 6 weeks without going, all right, bitch, I just spent fucking $100 on you at the Cracker Barrel. Okay, yeah, you're ordering cheesy breadsticks like they're going out of style. All right? I'm not spending $200 and you're sucking another dick. So you're either my girlfriend today. Like, I've given girls this speech. Like, you're my girlfriend today or, like, walk. Because I can't handle you fucking other dudes after this bill comes out. I'm tipping 18%, bro. So, 18%, like, you know, man, what I'm saying? It's not even 20. But I'm just saying, look, I'm on a budget here. I only have enough money for one girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got plenty of pussy for all the guys, so that's not fair. You know what I'm saying? So my friend Kyle Smith back in New Orleans is like, man, you wife up too quick, motherfucker. You wife up too quick. I'm not wiping up, man.
Yeah, no.
I don't want no STDs, bro. I just want to make sure I know what's going on.
Scared of that. Yeah, no, I'm scared of that too. Like, especially with like social, like, all these like dating apps out there.
Yeah.
Like, I got a chlamydia scare from a girl on a dating app before.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was like a one night stand.
Yeah.
She comes over, and then like the next day she texts me like, hey, I had a great time last night, blah, blah, blah. But I just want to let you know that I was recently checked out for chlamydia, and then I've tested positive. And I was like, why didn't you tell me this before we had sex? Like, after the fact, she fucking tells me.
You wrap it up, though?
Yeah, I had a condom on. And
you're probably good.
No, I had a condom on, but also I was panicking because I also ate out her ass and, like, her... I was everywhere.
Right, you wear a condom, but then you're
my
eating...
My face.
Yeah,
I looked up and said you could get, like, face chlamydia.
Right.
Oh, God, like, no. Or, like, mouth chlamydia. Rather.
Right. And then you're like, I was on that shit like a horse in
a
feed bag.
I literally was. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I gotta have all the chlamydia now if there's a chance of that shit.
Dude, I fucking, like, I left work, went right to, like, Rite Aid. I was like, do you guys do chlamydia testing? Like, I was, like, calling every place in, like, my work bathroom, like, do you do chlamydia testing?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm like, is it a pee test or
a blood
test?
I need a flu shot. I need fucking CPAP. The works right I now. Need a...
I'm so broke, so I only could afford the chlamydia and gonorrhea test, which is one test. I wanted to get screened for everything with this fucking girl.
Yeah, just like cotton swab my pussy asshole region and see what happens.
Yeah, and I told her, like, I was just so upset with her. I told her, you could have told me before we had sex, and it's not like I would have been like, ew, get the fuck out of here.
Maybe she didn't know before. Maybe she got tested four guys after. I mean,
no,
you don't know
she got tested before we even met.
Oh.
Before we even met.
She and was like, by the way. So was she on the antibiotics? Was she on the
No, nothing. She was nothing. Nothing.
So she got got the chlamydia test, and she's like, cool, I'll have a banana. Like, she didn't do nothing about it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. She just kept going. And I was
right.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
She's like, oh, this guy looks hot on Tinder. I'll fuck him on the first date.
God. And I've had sex on the first day before, and it's like, it's gone fine. But Jesus Christ, this one was something else. She had green hair. Never trusting girls with green hair again.
Too many affectations.
No, I always end up with, like, girls with, like, multicolored hair.
If I'm dating
them or banging them, that's all. Like, no one single-haired girl is...
Is that a sign for chlamydia if their hair is two colors?
I don't know. If it's, like... She dies in a lot, so it's just like this fucking rainbow mishmash.
Now, I'm not ignoring you. What I'm doing is I'm sure I went on a second date last night.
Oh, wow. Let's see some texts.
Second date last night. You're not going to see the text, but this is who I'm dating.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Get back on there.
Hold on. Wait for that to... wait, maybe click done. Yeah, oh, God damn it.
I'll show you what you got to do, old man. Give me that fucking phone.
Well, this is her doing stand-up one time.
Oh, one time. I was about to say, you're seeing this guy. Oh, she's not... She's fucking cute, man. Yeah. She's got a choker. Like, it's 1997
buddy.
Right now.
Buddy.
Am I... The girl I was dating before, she wore a choker. She
can I see that?
Yeah. I'm, like, known to pocket lighters.
But I'm trying to, like... See, I'm, like, codependent prime. So I'm trying to, like, just the second date. So I'm not even close to having the conversation of, like, hey, you know, are you my girlfriend or what's going on? I just spent $150 at you at the Red Lobster. Well, I'm not doing none of that right now. I'm seeing how long I could go with just, we're dating and that's fine. I don't gotta be insecure and want to wrap a title on it. Because I wrapped a title, my last two girlfriends I wrapped titles on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, cool, that means you're my free dinner monkey? Cool. I'm going to fuck these other guys. Like, the title means nothing.
Yeah, that's fucked up. You should at least see them for, like, you should give this one some time.
And
Make mention it to her maybe at the end of the month or something. I don't know. I'm bad with these
things. I mean, 7 months and just like, oh, you want to go on another date?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get what that is. No. Where are you seeing her, like, how many times a week?
Exactly. No, I was seeing her, I saw her, like, twice a week, once a week.
See, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Because I saw this girl on Tuesday.
With what I want right now.
Right.
Like, I can't, I just can't have a
So our first right date now. Was Friday, our second date was Tuesday. Like, that's, I can manage that, you know what I mean? And she works a lot too, so I don't know. I'm excited as fuck, man. I was going...
Is she, like, into comedy and stuff?
She's into music, and so she just sees it as...
She sees you on, like, the music open mic scene or something, like...
She doesn't do music. She's just, like, hella into music. Okay. And, you know.
Yeah. But I thought you were dating a comic for a minute. Dating a comic, like, it sounds like it would be the greatest thing. It's just like, hey, we're both on the same schedule. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm going through right now. Yeah. So you if it's... That part about it seems like my favorite part, but the part about it that... draws me away is like, what if like it ends poorly between you guys or something?
Yeah, and then you're talking,
but it's like, and then you see them at like another show.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Like, you know, it's basically like don't shit where you eat, pretty much. It's like a, you know, like a workplace relationship at that point. Yeah, you stay away from those.
But you know. You know, Christina Pajitsky and Tom Segura.
Yeah, it's like, there's cases.
I am blown
and then, like,
away
Rich
by
Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Like, there's
and,
so many.
You know, and. Oh, there's another one. Moshe Kasher and Natasha Leggero.
Yep, exactly.
But, you know, every now and then... But I think it works when it works because comics, like, understand each other. So there is that. Like,
exactly.
You know, we didn't know each other long. And I was like, all right, I think I know who this guy is. You know, he's dedicated to the shit. You know, like, that's all I need to know. He's funny on stage. You know, that's all I need to know to be friends with somebody. But, yeah, I think, like, in a relationship, you know, in a marriage... it's got to not be competitive, you know? It's got to be... I don't know. I've never dated a comic, actually.
No, neither have I. So, like, I wouldn't have no idea what it's like, because I don't know. Yeah. I just see all these, like, you know, famous comics, like, in relationships, and I'm just like, oh, it looks fun.
I'm so fucking dumb and jealous. Like, my if I was dating a comic, like, that girl would be on stage, like, anyway, in college I got gangbanged by... I'd be like, what, bitch? Like, yeah, I'd start screaming.
Me?
Like, what the fuck?
I'm the same way, too. Like, I don't want to hear about anything. And, like, happened, but, like, I just don't want to hear about it.
Right.
You know, I don't care. I'm a slut myself, so I really don't give a shit. I just don't want to hear about it. That's my only thing.
Yeah. Are you like me where, like, that girl that you were dating all that time... And then she eventually... You think you were exclusively dating? I'm kind of obsessed with, like, title and what you guys were telling each other 3 months in.
Yeah, she was exclusively dating me. I was exclusively dating her as well. I never... During those, like...
But if she... So, during dating, as far as I'm concerned, if you date somebody else, that's not cheating at all. Because you're dating. It's cheating if that's your girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
If that's your girlfriend, exactly. Then she goes, then it's cheating, technically.
Exactly, no.
So,
no, yeah, I agree.
Did you keep it like that to kind of keep her at a certain emotional arm's length?
I don't know what I was doing. I just kind of, like, went along with, like, she was like, let's go, let's be exclusive. And I was like, all right. But at the same time, I was like, I was like, on Tinder. I left my profile and everything on there because I was trying to promote my Instagram. I was like, if these fucking girls are doing it, then hopefully maybe I'll get one. I got one. Fucking scary.
So you're just, like, throwing a long line out there.
Yeah.
Like,
No, I have...
Look, that's a tough business.
Exactly.
If my dick gets me stage time.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was never, 100% into it as more... Like, she liked me a lot more than I liked
her. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no. I'm still, like, cool with her and stuff, but it's just, like, I just can't do it right now. I need to really work on my, like, I'm fucking living with 5 other people right now.
Uh-huh.
So, I gotta take some time for myself. It's not like, you're just like, I'm gonna bring this girl home. It's meet my 5 other roommates.
Right,
we're all
right.
in here. Here's my room, the smallest room.
Well, you have your own room.
I know.
That's not bad.
I still have my own room, but
it's
still,
not like,
like,
you're taking her back to your, like, split dorm in fucking Rutgers, you know, where, like, your roommate's gonna be jerking off watching the whole time, you know.
That would have been creepy.
Staring,
or, like,
at
even
you
worse,
the room.
My fucking parents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, I moved out of my parents' house at 22, for the main reason of just, like, number one, I moved to, like, when I first moved out, I moved in with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But also the other reason was just, like, you know, I hated, like, every time I would bring a girl over, it's like, shh, quiet, like,
my dad
is over there. Like, what was creepy, it was like, or not creepy, but, like, weird, or, like, out of places, or odd. It's like, my dad would get mad at me that I was hooking up with these girls, but my mom was always like, oh, like, who's this? Like, how nice to meet you. And it's usually, like, vice versa. Like, The mom is like, get the fuck these fucking whores out of here. And the dad's like, hey there, slugger. Hey,
oh, right, buddy. Right.
Like, my dad was the opposite. Like,
was he just annoyed that you were getting laid and he wasn't, or?
I think he just, it's because, like, he didn't want me to get anybody pregnant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Which that never fucking happened. So,
right, right.
Like, I wasn't an idiot. But still, like, I remember I brought one of my exes, she was, like, Latina, and she came over, and my dad, like, after she leaves, he's like, you're dating these fucking Spanish girls, you're gonna get them pregnant? And, like, he's like, you know, they get pregnant. I was just like, oh, my fucking God.
It's your dad's, like, hardcore Armo.
He is 100% Armenian, but he grew up in Chile. So, like, he grew up in Chile until, like, he was, like, I think, like, in his late 20s or so. And then he moved to the U.S. So, like, he's, like, ethnically Armenian, nationality-wise, he's Chilean. He's, like, you know, he's Spanish. So...
So, fucking, and what's weird about me dating this girl, too, is I was really hardcore not going to date until September because I'm moving to General Square September 1st.
Where's General Square?
It's in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
You know about the PATH train?
No, I've never been to Jersey City, actually.
Oh, okay. There's a PATH train that goes from Hoboken. There's a PATH train that goes from General Square. There's a PATH train that goes from Newport. I just think the General Square one's, like, the most convenient. I live there. I went to a new school, and my last semester I was living with this girl, my girlfriend at the time, in General Square, and it's just, like, so convenient. We, you know.
Yeah, Jersey City pretty much.
So right I'm, there. Like, I'm filming a stand-up special I did is being edited right now, I'm trying to, it'll be done in May. Hopefully I can sell it June, July, September. I'm going to try to be in General Square so I can do spots in Manhattan every night. So that's...
Fuck yeah. That's a perfect place right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so I was really not looking. Yeah, yeah.
It's so cheaper than New York, and, like, it's fucking right across the river. It's like, yeah. I'll deal with the train.
Yeah.
I think of it that way.
Like, if you can walk to the PATH train, you might be in a better position than if you lived in Queens, because you live in Queens. I mean, it could be a 90-minute fucking subway ride, you know?
Exactly.
But if you're in General Square, honestly, you're at 14th and 6th or Penn Station in, like, 12, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth it. Some of my friends want to move to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like me and my other roommate, just like we just want to get to New York as close as possible, and we might aim for Jersey City probably next year or so.
I'm telling you, yeah, the PATH train is strong, and if you all, like, rent a house together, like a big house together, and split it that way, that's, like, the cheapest way to do it, I think. Yeah. Like, you know, but anyway, if you're moving to Los Angeles, I say get a house in Van Nuys. I think that's a cheap place to live.
That's never happened. I've never been to LA. I want to visit.
Oh, but yeah?
I don't think I would ever want to live there. So you just gotta drive everywhere there.
For 6 years.
Fuck, dude. I just feel like you gotta drive. Did you drive everywhere?
Of course.
Yeah,
and you need a car.
That's what I hear.
The public transit is garbage.
That's what I hear. I hate driving, so, like, I just would not.
Do you live here? Do you walk here?
I walked here, but I have a car.
Oh, okay.
I was like, it's a 10-minute walk for me.
But if you hate driving, like, New York's this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I like New York. I always like that about, like, cities. And also, like, my main thing is, like, you can go out to eat. And you can just go walk it off, like, as you're walking home. And that's, like, my big thing, because I'm a fucking fat piece of shit, and I love to eat. And if I can use the walking as an excuse for exercise, then so be it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I remember the first time I went to, like, a real big, like, I've been to New York when I was a kid, but the first time I got to really explore a big city, I was, like, 16, when my mom gave me money to go to Poland, and I was in Warsaw exploring. And for that whole month, I was just walking around the city. I lost so much weight.
Yeah.
I was a pretty fat kid. And, like, that's when I realized, I was like, oh, shit, I can just eat and walk it off.
Oh, this is part of a lifestyle.
And I was like, I want this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That's where I found out. I was like, fuck this. Fucking driving up. Because, like, you're full, and you're going to go sit in your uncomfortable car and, like, be, like, uprights pressed against you.
Oh, my God, fuck,
like, bloated, farting in your car. You got to roll out the window. Fuck that. I just want to go and crop dust. Just walk
it
out.
The thing about L.A., though, as far as... the environment, and yeah, you do it. Yeah, people get fat there because, you know, they go from their apartment to their car to their job to their car to their apartment.
Yeah.
But overall, there's a huge cultural push to be healthy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's
from all, like, the actors, from all the, like, there are people hiking on Runyon Canyon, and there are people that, you know, drink wheatgrass shots, and, like, there's organic food everywhere, and, like, stuff like that makes it Stuff like that makes up for it, where, you know, chances are if you live in LA, you'll have some friends that are going, you know, you fat piece of shit, how about you have some, like, granola
wheatgrass? Like, everybody else is jogging around.
Exactly.
You,
like, so
I might as well.
Yeah, so then you're like, you start to schedule it. But in New Orleans, man, people don't know what a vegetable is, bud. And, like, drinking to excess is like, oh, that's like the mayor. You know what I mean? Like, well, I live there. So I was, like, hiking in Runyon Canyon every day. I was going to fucking Muay Thai class every day. I show up to grad school in New Orleans.
Muay Thai class.
Yeah. Shredded.
Shredded?
163.
I drank every night, and then I went to Muay Thai class. What have you done, pussy? Fucking get out there and beat somebody. You like, you listen to Joe Rogan enough? Fucking get in that mindset, bro.
It's just, like, you got to be the creator of your own movie, bud.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I show up to... I'm 163, I'm shredded, I'm like, I'm going to get all the ladies. This is the last time I'll ever be in college, right? So it's like, you know, I might as well go crazy. After 3 years of beer and chicken, dude, the fried chicken in gas stations in New Orleans is high.
They have fried chicken at gas stations?
High level fried chicken at gas stations. Like, you go to like, anywhere, like a fancy restaurant in Jersey and you order fried chicken, right? Gas station in New Orleans, way better.
I bet.
Way better. It's everywhere.
Fuck, yeah.
So I...
Where Popeyes is from.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They, you know why Popeyes is so good? That's beef fat that they boil the chicken in. They fry the chicken in beef lard.
Dude, I cooked with beef fat the other day. Funny you mentioned that. My friend is like a... My roommate's like a foodie, so it's like... I didn't have any oil. I was like, I have no oil. How am I supposed to... He's like, I have a tub of beef fat in the fridge. And I was like, excuse me?
I have duck confit.
Yeah, I was like, all right. I'm like, so I melt that down and then it becomes like something I can use?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I'm getting a sales call here. Yeah, but anyway, I moved back to LA after grad school, and I was like fucking 212. Like, I gained like 48 pounds in 3 years New Orleans. But I'm very like culturally influenced. Like, if the culture's like, be healthy, I'm like, cool. Yeah. If the culture's like, drink all the time and eat chicken, I'm like, all right, I can get down with that.
I'm similar, you know? Too. Like, if I moved around like not that much, but like quite a bit. So it's like, I'm used to, like, wherever I go, I kind of just adapt to whatever they're doing. You know, like, if I'm in the South, I'm at a Klan rally, might as well join them. You know what I'm saying?
But I also, what's crazy is I'm from Jersey. I grew up in a little town called Long Valley and out in Morris County. And
damn, I don't even know where Morris County is. New Jersey is so small, yet so fucking
That's it's vast. There's these two-lane country roads that spiderweb through the whole shit. But I've been in L.A., I've been in New Orleans. In New Orleans, I had a lot of problems. Like, I got banned from clubs and stuff like that for my material and stuff like that. And here, everyone's like, you know, you've seen some of the jokes I've done at George's Co-op. Yeah.
Banning for those types of jokes?
But in Jersey, there's not even a question. Because I think that Dave Attell and Jim Norton, being the two best comics from this area, really have been so good that they've, like, they've program the culture and what comedy's supposed to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
I always loved, like, Jersey crowds. Like, I swear, I started in Atlantic City, and the crowds over there, it's like, it was so tough because you're dealing with people who are, like, tourists.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, general fucking, just, like, local South Jersey people.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, those, especially, like, Philly, too, like, they'll tell you if you suck, and it's not going to be, like,
cool.
The type of laughter. It's like, oh, well, we feel bad for him, so let's just laugh. Like, no, it's like they'll tell you if you suck, and they'll tell you if something's good, and that's what I always liked about it.
Yeah.
And they're not afraid of, like, anything. You can try anything in front of them. Just
because,
like,
in Jersey, people have confrontations with their family in their kitchen all the time.
You have a confrontation leaving your house because there's so many fucking cars and people here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're screaming at people all the time, so, like, fucking confrontation.
Quit fucking texting!
Yeah, no, like, and, like, small talk here, no one likes small talk either, but they're, like, any type of small talk that's done here is done quick and sharp. It's like, hi, how you doing? Like, hi, how you doing? Doesn't mean tell me, how are you doing? Like, when I lived in the Midwest, I lived in, like, Michigan, West Michigan. When someone was like, oh, how are you? They're like, oh, yeah, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on right now. And it's just, like, real bad. Yeah, she's still at the vet.
So what's your timeline? You are from, you go to high school in Atlantic City?
No, I went to high school. Not Atlantic City High School. I grew up outside Atlantic City in a town called I'm originally from Brigantine, which is next to Atlantic City, but then I moved to a town called Egg Harbor. I just say Atlantic City because, like, that's the only fucking city people know in South Jersey. So, you know, I started there, and then I was going to, like, Philly a little bit. Not a lot, just, like, maybe a handful of times. And then I moved to Grand Rapids, started doing comedy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where it's, like, that's now, where I really got serious.
How old are you when you moved to Grand Rapids?
I am 22 when I moved to Grand Rapids, and I am 25.
Did you go to college?
No. Oh, I did. I dropped. I went to university in Poland for archaeology because it's apparently 1920, and I'm Indiana Jones, and they need that out there in the world. They're like, we don't have enough archaeologists. So
here, take it, inkwell pen.
Yeah, exactly.
And look at my etchings.
Mm-hmm. I was dealing with. So I realized it wasn't for me in Poland, doing archaeology.
Right.
I always had, like, stand-up in the back of my head because I always loved, I was obsessed with stand-up, watching stand-up all the time. When I was a kid, into my teens, like, and, like, even, like, obviously now. But once I'm in Grand Rapids, like, that's where I kind of, like, it sounds so fucking pretentious and douchey, but, like, I found my voice. Like,
you started doing it all the time.
I started, like, doing it more often there. That's where it happened, and I, like, found out, like, my writing got better. I started, like, recording and listening back to my sets, and, like, everything just got better. My jokes flowed with one another. I put, like, similar things together. Like, everything just, like, everything started coming together when I was in Grand Rapids. And that's what really made me stay. Like, I hated the Midwest. I hated being there. But the only thing that kept me staying was, honestly, like, the friends I met and fucking stand-up. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, man. That's why, in a weird way, and I don't want to be self-indulgent about this, but I was, like, a little bit betrayed by certain people. And if you look at Highway Diary episode 133, you know what I'm talking about. But I felt betrayed because... Here, comedy's the only thing that's made sense to me. Like, I've had girlfriends, I almost shoot myself when their relationship ends, and always comedy is the savior. Like,
comedy's
always
been
the thing.
My mistress. Like, I'm married to that.
Yeah, it's that's always been the thing where it's like, oh, no, but maybe I can have a career as a comic, so maybe I can reach those high heights of happiness that I had with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've always been like the lowest lows. I'm like, if I rededicate to comedy, I'm always going to get at what I want that night. And if I hang out with this person, maybe they'll disappoint me. You know what I mean? So it like literally is like, I've really focused on comedy. And then like to do jokes and people come up to me like, oh, that's transphobic, or get the fuck out of here. You can't do that shit here. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about,
man? I know.
Man?
It's insane.
But in Jersey, like, there's none of that. Like, the scene is, like, more emotionally evolved.
It still happens here. It just depends on where you're at.
But I feel like I've seen some people give some of the hosts shit. Like, who's that girl host that hosts sometimes? That girl who hosts here?
Here?
It's Gordon and Alex, but then sometimes it's a white chick.
Short?
Yeah.
Allie?
Yeah, that girl.
Yeah, she hosts Secret,
but I saw someone
Secret
give,
Handshake. Secret Handshake
next
Wednesday. Come on.
But I saw someone give her shit, one of the open micers. He was acting all arrogant.
Yeah.
And then she ripped into him and killed after. Like, they're fair here. Like, if you're a dick.
Here's the thing with, like, those types of jokes. It's like, all right, yeah, you can do them. But on a joke that you know you're going to get a lot of shit for, you know going into
it.
It's like, well, you better make it good. If it's going to be about that, it better be good. And it better be funny. And
if you're going to fuck with the host, you know, like...
And it shouldn't come from, a mean place.
Everything always comes
from the guise of, like,
right.
Humor.
You can bust anyone's balls, and they'll go with it if you get a laugh. But if you don't get a laugh... kind of shitting on the host.
I remember that night.
Boy,
that guy
was
like, I forgot exactly what he said, but like, it was just like being a dick, and he was mean, and he didn't know how to do stand up.
And he was
just up there talking.
The whole time he was, I remember his material, it was like, man, there's this new surgery where you get a butt lift and a facelift together, and they call it a buffet list. And it was like, what you're coming with?
No, his shit was awful.
He was just clearly, about plastic surgery.
It was probably his first time.
The whole time.
Or
But he was like going like this, like, oh, the host, get off. Like, allow the genius to come up on stage. You know what I mean? Like,
God.
He was like waving her off, like, get out of here, you know? And then goes up and pulls a hot bomb, you know what I mean? Shitting on the host that's with the a best. Hot
that's
bomb.
Be- he's cut. That's know? The best when someone comes in with all talk and then you just see them.
Yeah, just in 3 minutes, their face, and that person's never been back here.
No,
you know I've who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I vaguely remember, but like I remember, like, fucking guy's a little.
He was this like skinny, like Saudi Arabian kind of looking guy. Not that there's anything wrong with Saudi Arabia, but maybe they did 9/11. But anyway,
he was a mysterious Middle Eastern man. I don't know where, but somewhere in the Middle East. Qatar, probably?
Dubai? Wow.
We don't know. Will we know? Find out in an episode.
I don't think we'll see him tonight, man.
No, he's never coming back.
He's never coming back. He's never doing stand-up
ever. No, it was probably his first time. He's never coming back.
Yeah.
Some people just get scared off right away.
What is your... So in Grand Rapids, you find your voice. You have this... You know, emotional coming of age moment, you know?
I guess so.
What was there a set where you're like, I got laughs on that set. Wow, now I'm addicted? Or like, what was kind of the thing that happened to you in Grand Rapids?
What happened was they had a club there. There's a club there called Dr. Grin's, and they do an annual, they do an open mic every week, every Thursday, if it's not a special show or something. Like, it was usually, like, a pretty packed audience all the time. And before that, I was at one comedy club before that. Because, I was just mainly doing, like, mics at bars. Like, that's where I started out. I started out doing at bars. Like,
See a proper comedy show headlined by a killer before you did
I haven't
it?
Seen a...
You just saw it on Comedy Central and shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've never... Yeah, I was pretty... Until... I was about 3 years... In 3 to 4 years in, I think, before, and those years don't really count. I was getting up like maybe twice a month or something.
Yeah.
But that I never have been to a proper comedy club. The one I went to was at the, it was called the Comedy Stop in Atlantic City. It was run by an alcoholic asshole. And he fucking, Bob Kephart.
fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. He did this comedy competition, which essentially means, hey, we're not selling tickets. What can we do to sell tickets? Let's do a comedy competition.
And then their families are going to come here and spend money at our dirty club. I'll finger the old MILFs and say, oh, your kid wants stage time.
Yeah, you want, your kid, you want to make it? You want your kid to be a clown? My clown, I own. Fucking God, no.
You're getting show business, kid.
You got something, man. The fucking, no, this club is disgusting, dude. This had, like, the same decor since, like, the 80s and shit. And they had a comedy competition there. And as soon as we get there, he's like, all right, everybody, clean sets. And I was like, wait a minute, clean sets? Like, you didn't tell anybody clean sets before coming in here.
Yeah.
Like, that just ruins everything. But I was like... I was about two years in at the time, or like a year and a half, and I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to not be me. I'm just going to do my jokes I had planned and whatever. If I fucking tells me to leave, I leave. Yeah. He did tell me to leave. Like 58 seconds in, he grabs the God mic and he's like, Mike, stop. Too dirty. Come back tomorrow or come back like next week.
I think it's so aggressive to say clean set. Like that seems like, oh no, we're trying to be for the family, but it's like, okay, no, you're trying to go against the art. It's like, that's not what the art is. The art is only relevant to the extent that it pushes the art forward. Exactly. So how if you put bumpers on your bowling and bowl of 300, I mean, what the fuck, what's the point of that? You know, exactly. It's like a clean set saying that is an aggressive assault against free speech.
Yeah.
And shits on the entire art form.
Yeah, like I don't mind clean comics. I like clean comics a lot.
Of course,
but it's great.
But the whole point of stand-up is be as funny as possible.
Pretty much.
Do anything, be as funny as possible.
Just whatever you're doing, make it funny. Just go up there and be funny and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's it. Everything is up for grabs as long as it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like coming from a place of like hate or something.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, oh, we're going to a boxing match, but there's kids here. Okay, so can you not throw any left uppercuts?
Yeah.
What?
But,
you know, I have a mean left uppercut. That's how I was planning on knocking out this motherfucker. What the? This isn't boxing. No
boxing.
Left uppercuts?
Boxing, no gloves, no fighting, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Just talk it out.
Fight with the words. Slam boxing. Slam poetry boxing.
Oh, God.
So I took this girl out last night to B. McNally's in Hackettstown, you know?
Oh, what kind of restaurant is
it? It's like a bar. Like, the kitchen was closed. Everyone's just huddled around a bar. There's a beer pong tournament going on, you know? So there's a lot of bros around, you know? It's getting later at the end of the night, you know, people are starting to leave, the ping pong tournament's over. This girl, like, I walk by the bathroom, you know, and this girl's like, "You disrespect me in front of my friends." You, like, put, like, her boyfriend's, like, against the wall. She's, like, putting fingers in his face, like,
you
didn't validate my feelings when I brought up that Tamara has a stinky pussy. It was just like... It's so crazy when you're on a date that's going well and you pass by a relationship ending. Like, it's like there's just something.
A fucking awful night. I've seen so much of
that. There's something so entertaining and so. It makes you feel so good about where you're at. You know what I mean?
It is. It's the best. My ex and I would have a game. Like, every time we went out to eat, it was great because, like, I didn't like to talk. I just like to listen to everybody else around me. And we went out on Valentine's Day one time. We went out for dinner. But we went, like, let's just kind of just go people watch on Valentine's Day. Because this is going to be fucking great. And just, like, the first hearing, listening to people's first dates. Like, I can tell first date in a fucking restaurant in a minute.
It's like, I've
done so much. But,
anytime they go home, you know, where you're from.
Shit's going wrong. Especially, like, after... Hanging outside, like, the comedy club in Grand Rapids, like, it was in this building called The Bob, and it has four floors, and there's a bar on each floor. Yeah. Everybody's hammered who's in there. So everybody who's outside is, like, drunk as well. I saw so many, like, fights, arguments. I saw, like, this, like, drunk guy jump in front of a car one time, and he was like, "Fuck, kill me! Kill me!" Just, like, what? Just the craziest shit.
Did the car stop or hit
him? Yeah, it stopped, but, like, he hit it. He ran into it like, "Fucking kill me." She's like, stop, we can't do it. She's hammered, she's trying to pull him back, it's snowing, it's like so
bad.
Oh god, just fucking seen some shit, dude. I love it though. I love people watching. I love when people get into fights. I love when couples are in quarrels at, like, the mall and shit. That's why I don't like going out, because when I go out, I just, like, end up listening and watching other people. That's what I like to do. I'm a fucking creep. I'm just, like, always, like, just look. They don't know that I'm looking at them. That's the best thing. It's like, I've seen everybody in here, and you guys don't even know. I already sized everybody up in this room. I'm ready for prison, Jack. All right, you understand? I'm ready to go at a minute's notice.
Yeah.
Those instincts. I don't know. I just love it. I'm a fucking weirdo.
Well, it's good to see, like, is a fight breaking out? It's good to be just aware of your surroundings and kind of, like if two kind of, like, fratty guys say certain words to each other, you're like, oh, one of them's about to fuck the other one up or fuck his girlfriend. Like, this is like a heated situation. Yeah. So it's good to know that just to protect yourself, you know?
Exactly.
You don't want to catch a spare fucking elbow on the streets.
Yeah,
but.
And especially like being in all these bars, like, over the years, like, you just see all types of people.
Yeah.
And you just learn after a while.
Yeah.
And you can tell when, like, somebody's, like, it's their first time out. Yeah. Just by their body language. It's just, oh, like, man. They're unaware. They're, like, just, like... There's so many people, especially living here in New Brunswick, with all these, like, college kids. Like, most of them haven't really gone out. This is their first experience.
Yeah.
It's college. Yeah, everybody's young. But, like, And one of my roommates, for example, he's 19... And he literally will just walk outside with his, like, headphones. And, like, we tell him, like, yo, people get mugged
a block away for from here.
What makes you think that mugger is not going to just come down here? I'm like, yo, don't walk around with your headphones. And, like, it wasn't even, like, a mugging at this point. It was, but it was, like, literally, like, walk up behind you.
Yeah.
Hook you in the head.
Right, right.
You're listening, to, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then you're
But
out.
If you hear that little...
Yeah,
those footsteps running up to you. You know
look
that,
behind.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Every time I'm walking at night, I hear something behind me. I'm
that's
like,
so important.
I turn my whole body around. I'm like, what's going on over here?
Yeah, dude.
What's going on over
here? Yeah, dude. Or, like, just like simple shit. You hear the gears of a bicycle, and you go, "Oh, okay. There's a delivery guy with a pizza behind me. Like, maybe I'll shuffle this way, you know, so I don't get clipped."
Yeah. I'm all for walking outside in headphones in the day, like
when
it's safe and, like, you know, whatever.
My freshman year, before I was at the new school in New York, my freshman year I was at Temple, and University in Philly, and, you know, in North Philadelphia, man, my friends would live, you know, two blocks off campus, which is, like, in a bad part, and, you know, I'd be walking to my friend's apartment, and there's these, like, black guys on their stoop going, like, get the fuck out the neighborhood, and I was like, whoa, like,
okay,
and they're like, I'm like, I go to Temple, man, I live right there, they're like, I know, get the, you shouldn't be here, though, you shouldn't be here.
They're probably just tired of,
I don't know if this guy, this is a dangerous parking spot for me to be in, because I feel like people try this spot next to me and that SUV's too big.
Yeah,
so exactly. I'm a little worried about getting clipped here, so maybe I'll move it. Because this, could, unless you think I have more room on that side, because I don't want people, because look how far this guy is into the other lane.
You have some room here. Like,
do you think I'm being the asshole?
Maybe a little bit.
All right, maybe I'll just get a new spot altogether.
Yeah, you got about a foot or 2 feet here, two and a half feet. I worked at a hardware store for a year. Know my measurement.
Your measurement, fucking a file. Yeah. Let's take a break.
That's right.
The next comic comes to the stage, man. He's fucking amazing. Give him a warm welcome to my boy, Mike Popovich, everybody.
That went good. That was fun.
Yeah.
I love this fucking place. I know. Man.
Don't smoke pot out here. He's going to get mad at you.
No, he's in there now. He's doing the light. Mm. He gave me mad props, the fucking manager, just now.
Nice.
What's that guy called? Derek?
Derek. That's his name, yeah.
He gave me mad props just now.
Nice. That's what you want to be on his good side. He's a hard ass.
He is a hard ass. Like, you know, the first couple of times he wasn't nice to me, and all of a sudden he gave me a great spot, and... Because, like, that set I did at the end last time here, I did really good, and I was last. And I think then I signed up again. I showed mad early. Then he's like, all right, you're first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I knew that was going to happen, but I needed it to happen tonight because I wake up early as fuck tomorrow. But anyway, enough about me. That's it. What do you want to say? You go out, got some shit to plug? Should people date you, or is that a landmine they're going to step on?
No.
You're single now, though, Michael, right?
I am single, ready to mingle. We can see where things go. Who the fuck? That sounded so corny. No,
you're on the IG just for your Tinder?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I have Instagram. I have Twitter. It's all Mike Malkiewicz, M-A-L-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, at Mike Malkiewicz.
See you, bud.
See ya, Akash. That was just Akash that walked by, you know. Akash, we're out here at the comedy club. You know, you see people left and right.
Can I talk about Akash real quick?
Go ahead.
He is got social anxiety like a motherfucker. He's hovering, you know, all kinds of conversations. He doesn't dip in, but he's getting good because he does it every fucking night.
Yeah,
I really respect
him. He does
stand up.
No, yeah, he started. He's young too. I think he's like 19.
He's 19, yeah.
So it's fucking.
I don't want to start a rumor, but Brian St. John and him kissed tonight. I don't want to start a rumor, but I saw that right in front of me. So
oh my God. Oh, I thought Brian was behind us.
I don't know if it was like full on the lips, but it was like lips adjacent. Like they kissed tonight.
Damn.
I'm not joking.
That's hot.
So pop that under your hat. The last guest of this podcast with Brian St. John. You know, so.
Fuck you, Brian. I hope you die. And your mustache.
All right. So, we good?
We're good.
That's another episode of the Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag.
That's right.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Thanks
a lot.
It was
a pleasure, sir. All right, Mike. Shaking your goddamn hand. They can't see if I'm a good handshaker.
All right, you're about to go up. Let's record you.
Oh, boy.